At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Keep in mind, we've had 4 years of disaster under Joe Biden. Donald Trump has only had a little less than 6 months to try and fix this thing, and already you've seen enormous changes. In the CBO, by the way, 1.8% growth is what they projected over the next 10 years. This country has never had less than 2% growth in any 10-year period. So be careful of the numbers that these insiders put out, because bottom line is we've seen it all throughout history. When you give Americans more of their hard-earned money, when you give them more freedom to make new things happen, they not only improve their own lives, but the rising tide lifts all boats. And that's what this country's all about. And that's what's going to happen with this legislation.
Majority Whip Tom Emmer, Republican, talking about the big, beautiful bill. Here's my problem with what Tom Emmer said. I never have been given money by the United States government. You take it. And then if I get it back, that is at best a reimbursement. Probably not interest paid, but I don't like the language. And if that were a Democrat, I would be going ham on that. Oh, you're going to give me some of my own money? Well, thank you, sir. Like, that would be my attitude, and I would be remiss if I didn't do that to the Republican side as well. The big, beautiful bill is in the hands of the House of Representatives. Darren LaHood, pending not having to vote or something, at 1:30 will be with us on the show, one of three Republican representatives from the state of Illinois. Also, you can check out the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Had an in-office conversation with him when I was on Capitol Hill. He was very gracious to invite me up to his office to talk about everything that was going on. And I was asking him then about the big, beautiful bill. And he's like, I think we can get it done. So it'll be great to talk to him once again. He represents Illinois' 16th District. I think it's like the Peoria area. The YouTube poll, gosh dang it, another freaking poll about the big, beautiful bill, which is why one of them was, will you be happy when it's signed? And somebody said, I'll be happy to stop talking about it. And here we are, still talking about it. The House has a really big choice ahead of them. They have a Senate bill that was made less conservative. A fight that took place in the House made the bill as conservative as they felt that they could get it, as far as spending cuts, as far as committing to the idea of shrinking government, spending less and less, cutting. And we've been on quite a journey as this has been discussed, because I went to D.C. at the end of April. Was it May? One or the other. And that's when this conversation had really, really started to be like the next priority up. I think that they had just passed the extension of the current spending or something. They're like, we're going to kick this to the summer, but we're going to get right to it. What is that called? Continuing resolution.
CR.
Yeah. A continuing resolution on what was currently in place. And I talked to Congressman Bost in his office. He said, we're going to get it done. It's going to be real ugly. that was his comment. And guess what it is? It is really ugly to watch this unfold. I'm going to say, just from my perspective on this bill, if this bill passes in its current form, I do think it's a step in the right direction for the country. I do think it will be a great accomplishment for President Trump to have navigated the slimmest of margins in the House, gotten into the Senate, and to be able to get this done shows that the president can lead. I will also say, if the House does pass the Senate's bill, the order is taller now for what happens next. Rescissions packages, is that what that's what happens next? So when you go through a reconciliation process in the Senate, you only have to get a majority of one vote in order for that to pass. Everything else is a stronger majority. I think it's 60 votes. Some things are 2/3. You're not going to get anything to go through the Senate that is of this type of politically divisive nature. You're not going to get Democrats to vote for this. And if you do, if you peel off one Fetterman, you're losing Rand Paul, or, you know, if I don't even know if there's another person, if there's another Democrat that would vote for this stuff in the Senate. I can't think of a single name.
Mike Crapo?
Crapo?
Crapo. I just wanted to say his name, and I think you're aware of
that. If we think that we can get his vote, maybe you shouldn't talk about him like that.
I don't even know if he's a Democrat.
Thank you for the contribution to the show. That's Ryan Wiggins, everybody. I'm reminded to introduce people, and I will be sure to introduce you every time you say something like that.
Appreciate that.
Yes. You're just not going to get anything done. So we can stand on principle and get nothing done and wait for the Democrats to take power once again, and they will get ish done pretty fast, and we will watch them like, why don't we do that when we have... Okay, so we're here. We have the House. We have the Senate. We have the pen in the Oval Office. I do think it's time to get something done. And if it's an ugly bill, it's too ugly to pass, you're going to have more than two or three people to sink it. It's going to have to be in the tens of people who say, we can't do this. Send it back to the... We're going to revise it, send it back to the Senate, start from scratch. The important thing to remember is that the president set out a deadline of July 4th that was his self-imposed deadline. It's something he wanted to do. Which, if you don't set a deadline, how many times have we talked about, we always keep waiting, like, oh, people aren't going to go home for Christmas. They're going to have, and they should be in Washington, D.C. working over Christmas for the people, blah, blah, blah. Let's not do that. Let's get the job done. If there's... First and foremost, they need to protect us, and our safety and security needs to be the top priority. But if there's one other responsibility of Congress, it's the power of the purse, specifically in the House, and it's their responsibility to make sure that spending and taking is measured in a way that reflects the freedoms of the American people enshrined in the Constitution given to us by God. That's their job. And this is not going to be a cold turkey thing. We're not going to be able to go from decades of Republicans doing big government better than Democrats do big government to let's be fiscal hawks in every way, shape, or form. We are making huge progress, and if this bill is the best that they can do, and I'm just going to say it, if Donald Trump feels like this bill is the best that they can do, that's good enough for me. I cannot sit here. I can read and I can read and I can read and I can look to people who I trust in the House, people who I've met, people who I've talked to, people who I know are good people, who are true, honest, conservative people, and I can see what they say about it. But at the end of the day, they're one of 435 people in the House. If you're in the Senate, you're one of 100, and you've got a specific constituency to represent. And if I'm looking at a New York Republican saying salt, 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 and they're representing the people of New York that sent them there, I can't look at them and be like, your conservative bona fides suck and you shouldn't be in the party, because they're representing their constituency. They're doing what the people who sent them there asked them to do, or what they promised them that they would do. That's just not how it works in the House, and it's not supposed to. The House of Representatives is codified in the legislative branch to be the closest representation to the American people in a federal government setting that it can possibly be. And it is the right of Thomas Massie in Kentucky, when they keep sending him back and we're going, gosh dang it, you're just like a petulant no vote on everything, and you're the, you know, proverbial get off my lawn guy in the House of Representatives, because there's no government spending that you like. And there are people listening to the show who are like, that's right, he's my guy. Okay, I get that. I respect it. And if Kentucky respects it and continues to send him back there, you don't get to take his conservative card away because we are not the purveyors of who gets to and who doesn't get to have it. You get say in one person who's in the House of Representatives. If you're around here, you're talking to Mike Bost, you're talking to Nikki Budzinski, you're talking to Ann Wagner, you're talking to Jason Smith, you're talking to all of these representatives, you're talking to Wesley Bell, you're talking to the individuals who represent here, and you have to communicate with them what you want. It is their job to reflect what their constituencies want, why they have sent them there. And it is the constituency's job to say, you did a bad job, we're going to go find someone else. Or, keep on keeping on, we know you're fighting uphill, but we appreciate that you're fighting for us. Thomas Massey's, Rand Paul's, or maybe some of those Elise Stefanik's of New York who are advocating for something that some of us other conservatives are going, this doesn't really feel fiscally conservative to me. It's a mess in the House, but it's designed that way. Why? Because they can't just start whipping out laws that you and I have to live under easily. It's complicated on purpose. So you need to have vision. You need to have leadership. You need to have resolve. You also need to understand that this big, beautiful bill, which we could also call this big bill, is something that is being shepherded through by somebody who the entire country voted for, and that's Donald Trump. And in a lot of ways, I am opposed to saying if Trump says it's OK, I'm just going to go with it. But on this one, at this point in time, I don't think that we realistically have another choice. If he can get with the House, if they can modify the bill in a way that the Senate comes to agreement on so that they can get the job done and get it done quickly, doesn't have to be by July 4th. It's not a law. It's not a regulation. They just have to get it done by the end of 2025 in order for those Trump tax cuts to not be removed or sunsetted, where the tax hike on you is going to be enormous. Remember, the tax cut that they're trying to preserve is Donald Trump's tax cut. The Democrats, when they had the full control of all the branches, they could have made this permanent just as easily as the Republicans could have. And by easily, I mean not easy at all. You don't have to be in love with the bill. You don't have to be in love with every detail. You should shake fists at the sky about the things that you don't like. But you also have to be realistically keyed in on, if not this, then what? And if then what is nothing, that too is not a solution. The YouTube live chat poll for today, should the House pass the Senate's big, beautiful bill, yes or no? Let us know what you think. I think when we asked earlier this week, will you be happy when the bill is signed? I think 91% of near 300 people said yes.
Yeah, it was overwhelming.
Yeah, over 90% of the people said yes. I don't know that today is going to be that strong of a yes. I still think it's going to be a resolute yes, but I don't think it's going to be in the 90%.
Do you think that's because people just want to get it over with? So I think there is a sentiment for that.
Certainly. I think the majority of people, because they're not digging into the details. They don't want to, and they know in large part, I could dig into the details. It's just like hitting myself in the head with a 2x4. Or in the state of Illinois now, it's got to be a 2x6. But if you're pushing and pushing and pushing for spending reduction, and you're looking at this going, this is not it. This is not enough. Might be a no. Let's take a quick break. We got to speak to the Attorney General of the state of Missouri once again. Andrew Bailey joins us, and we're going to get an update on the situation with the St. Louis County Sheriff. He was in studio last week saying, hey, you're going to need to resign by noon the next day. Well, he didn't resign. What's next? Andrew Bailey is next on The Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
St. Louis Sheriff refuses to step down, leading to a standoff with Missouri's Attorney General.
Sheriff Alfred Montgomery says he's not leaving office, so Attorney General Andrew Bailey is taking action.
He's taking action, and he's joining us on the Andy Fry Show right now. The Attorney General for the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, back with us. Andrew, welcome back to the show. Good for being here today.
Turn me on, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. So you were in here last week, and you gave the ultimatum. You said, this guy's corrupt. It's very obvious. A lot of allegations against the sheriff. It's not good for the county. He needs to go by noon tomorrow. And he said, no thanks, I'll pass. What happens next?
Well, we filed a lawsuit 1 minute later after that deadline had expired, and we raised six different claims, the most damning of which is that he has hired his brother. That's a clear violation of the constitutional prohibition, nepotism. And by operation of constitutional law, he has forfeited his office. Now, he has kind of casually denied that allegation, but we've got birth certificates and witness statements, and this is getting worse for Sheriff Montgomery by the minute. Other allegations include his false arrests and physical restraint and disarmament of citizens and public officials who are in the discharge of their official duties in excess of his statutory authority, financial mismanagement, and the use of taxpayer to run his own private daycare facility for his kids. This is an abuse of authority of monumental proportion.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds like that. We're speaking with Attorney General Andrew Bailey. So those are all the things that you have alleged in your suit against him, detailed things, not just, you know, high level accusations. You have a lot of substance behind that. Can you tell me, while he was focusing, while Sheriff Montgomery was focusing on helping himself out in these regards, what was happening to the people of St. Louis County? How was he abdicating his duty?
Well, the city of St. Louis sheriff is different than every other sheriff in the state of Missouri. So we have 114 counties, plus the city has its own county operations. But the city sheriff is explicitly by statute prohibited from enforcing the general criminal laws of the state of Missouri. It's there in the statutes that create his office and define his duties. Well, so when in January and February of this year, he marches into the city jail and handcuffs administrator, that's a felonious restraint. That's kidnapping by felonious restraint. And by the way, it's making St. Louis less safe because the jail supervisor isn't at the helm if he's arresting her. Then he goes onto the streets a month later and arrests a security guard who's licensed to perform secondary duty as an armed security guard by the city police department, and he disarms that citizen who was licensed to be doing that job in violation of the city ordinances and the individual's constitutional rights. That's making the city less safe. He's wasting tax resources, and he's violating the constitutional prohibition on nepotism. It's time for him to go, and I'll tell you, we opened up a tip line, and within the first 48 hours received numerous indications that there are additional behaviors on behalf of Sherry that warrant his removal from office, and we're continuing to investigate those leads.
So, Andrew Bailey is speaking with us right now, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. You went after Kim Gardner with this same sort of effort to remove her from office. She ended up removing herself, I suppose. What's the timeline on something like this? Do you expect the sheriff to come out guns a-blazing trying to fight you back on this? Or does this just trail off into, okay, fine, I'll quit?
Well, I think it's going to happen exactly like it did with Kim Gardner. If you remember, she was thundering from the pulpit saying she would have to be dragged out of her office. And then a few weeks later, after we got into discovery and she realized she was going to have to answer some really tough questions that would expose her to professional, civil and potentially criminal liability, she hit the eject button. The same thing's going to happen here. Sheriff Montgomery needs to read the writing on the wall, understand that the facts and evidence outlined in more than 89 pages, more than 146 individually numbered paragraphs in my petition are going to grow. They're not going to shrink. So this is going to get worse. And the sooner he hits the eject button and saves the tax St. Louis the headache of having to go through a judicial process, the better off the city will be. We are prepared to go to court. A judge has been assigned to our case, and we will push this forward to its natural conclusion, which is his removal from office.
Well, I'll tell you what, just let the record show from past experiences of covering stories like this about you, Attorney General, I believe you. You will see it through, which is why we will continue to watch what you do on this case. I want to transition here a little bit. Your name here, looking at July 2nd in the New York Times, Attorney General Andrew Bailey. They're talking about something known as the Grain Belt Express, an $11 billion line that would carry electricity produced by wind farms in Kansas across Missouri and Illinois all the way to Indiana. And it looks like you flagged this. What can you tell us about this effort for clean energy that you're now involved in?
Well, this was a ripoff from the word go. It was sold as a Green New Deal energy scam to promote renewable resources, but it was going to deliver power except Missouri to the coastal elites in California and New York, but not to the state of Missouri. But they're going to take our farmland and hurt our family farmers, some of which have been in the family for centuries, in order to build big transmission lines to run across that land to power other states. No way. That's not the Constitution limits eminent domain to seizure for public use, not for corporate scams. And moreover, they lied to the Public Service Commission saying that, hey, we're going to create all these jobs. Where are the jobs? They haven't been created. They said, hey, well, there's going to be this carbon tax that's going to help fund this. It doesn't exist. It's been rejected by President Trump. They said that, hey, we're eventually going to get to have all this power to push power plants. They don't exist. They couldn't push the electrons through the lines if they wanted to. So this is nothing short of a government-sanctioned ripoff and a land grab by wealthy corporatists that don't reside here in the state of Missouri. And look, it's no surprise, right? The CEO of the company grew up in the Soviet Union. Oh. He thinks it's perfectly legitimate to take people's land, benefit himself. He has no concept of individual rights.
God bless you, Andrew Bailey. It's so good to have you here uncovering what a lot of us aren't going to be able to dig deep into these things or know the legality of it. How much of what the Biden administration drove throughout their administration, it was the supreme cause was always the green cause. And when you dig into it, you realize this looks like a money-making operation for a lot of the people who are involved in the middle of point A to point B, C, D, whatever it might be. And the American people who are funding it don't seem to get a lot out of it. Is there a lot more, you know, suspected fraud regarding green that we're trying to uncover now from the last 4 years?
That's absolutely true. Look at how many federal grants were issued, millions of dollars, billions of dollars flushed down the toilet. Thank goodness DOGE exposed so much of that under President Trump's leadership. But the federal government has also guaranteed loans, and certainly the Department of Energy, the Grain Belt Expressway has asked DOE to get billions of dollars in loans to help them steal Missouri farmland and hurt Missouri farmers, but I'm not going to let them sacrifice Missouri agriculture on the policy of on the altar of failed Green New Deal policies.
Well, one last question before we let you go. We're speaking with the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, on with us right now. One issue that continues to arise in discussion is the Chinese ownership of land across the country, but specifically here in Missouri. What's the future look like for those parcels of land that have been picked up by the Chinese, just in general?
Well, it should be illegal. It should absolutely be illegal. No enemy of the United States of America should be able to own land. Look what happened when Israel launched drone strikes with Iran against Iranian military facilities. If that can happen in the Middle East, it can happen here. And the statute used to prevent ownership of foreign land in the state of Missouri, and that statute was changed. We need to change it back. And at the end of the day, I'm going to use that judgment that we have against China for their unleashing the COVID pandemic on the world and to us about it, that $24 billion judgment to identify Chinese-owned assets in the state of Missouri or elsewhere, to seize them to make good on the judgment, to make good on the money that is owed to the people of the state of Missouri.
You got a timeline on that? How quickly can you make that happen?
Yeah, we're working. I mean, we've translated the judgment into Mandarin Chinese, or having it served on the Chinese government through diplomatic channels. And then after we do that, we go back to court and we get third-party discovery. I get to start firing off subpoenas to identify Chinese-owned assets in Missouri.
What do you do in your spare time? You're so busy. I mean, would this, if you weren't doing this professionally, would this be like a hobby of yours, trying to look into these types of things? Because you seem to be your plate is full.
Well, it's a privilege to get to serve in this capacity. And I'll tell you, I'm invested. I mean, this is home. I care about these issues. These are important issues for the people of Missouri, even my friends in Illinois or elsewhere. What I say is that, hey, look, you may not be a constituent, I can still represent you and fight these good fights over our shared values.
Oh, thank you. Personally, thank you. Andrew Bailey, come back anytime. We appreciate you coming on the show with us today.
Thank you, ma'am. Happy 4th of July. Talk soon.
Yes, happy 4th of July as well. God bless you. The Attorney General for the state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. I mean, he's really busy. I'm like, well, what about this? He's like, I got 6 lawsuits on that right now. It's in Mandarin Chinese. What else do you want to know? And I'm like, I got a lot of time to fill here. What else you got? He's on it.
He's moving too fast. We still have time in the segment.
I want to tell you what.
We got through it.
Eric Schmidt, Attorney General for the state of Missouri, big friend of the Annie Frye Show. Andrew Bailey, Attorney General for the state of Missouri, big friend of the Annie Frye Show. Will Scharf, almost close, Attorney General of the state of Missouri, big friend of the Annie Frye Show. What is it with AGs? Maybe we should try to be friends with the AG in Illinois.
I know what it is.
What?
We're all very rules-oriented people. We grew up good kids.
We kind of are.
We didn't really get in a lot of trouble, and so we're attracted to this kind of person.
As we talked about yesterday, like, what is our style? How is my cool Sunday school teacher look today?
It's probably a little extra cool. I'd say it's extra.
Extra cool.
Yeah.
Extra cool Sunday school teacher today. Check it out on the YouTube channel. I'm wearing a blazer. You know why?
That's why it's extra cool.
Because I went and hung out with Home Shield Foundation Repairs this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. They did not demand I wear a blazer.
It's not like a super nice restaurant when you walk in there?
First watch.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. To come in here, you're going to have to put a coat on.
Yeah, let me go get mine. My fancy coat. All right, let's take a quick break. I almost said Wiggins America next, but that's not actually true. It's like at 15 minutes from now. What are we talking about in Wiggins America?
How to have a great, great summer. We just want you to have a fun time this summer.
We should get a marijuana shop to sponsor that segment.
No, thanks.
We'll be like, we don't know what to do with it, but we'll take your money. All right, let's go take a quick break. The YouTube live chat poll. Should the House pass the Senate's BBB bill? Big, beautiful bill. Big, bad bill. Big bill. Yes or no? Annie Frye YouTube channel. Make sure you stream us on the Odyssey app. If you're in and out of your car, the Odyssey app goes wherever you go on your phone. AUDACY, stream 97.1 FM talk right there. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Chair, would the Fed have cut more by now if it weren't for the tariffs?
So I think that's right. We're, in effect, we went on hold when we saw the size of the tariffs and where, and essentially all inflation forecasts for the United States went up materially as a consequence of the tariffs. So we didn't overreact. In fact, we didn't react at all. We're simply taking some time. As long as the U.S. economy is in solid shape, we think the prudent thing to do is to wait and learn more and see what those effects might be. And again, they haven't really shown up. So we're waiting.
Okay, Jerome Powell, Donald Trump's favorite person. What did he call him yesterday, a moron?
Did he?
Probably.
I'm sure he did. I don't know why I asked that.
Said that he didn't cut rates because of the tariffs. What do you think about that?
I do think that the Trump administration in this instance, they have a lot of reason to be pressing him, but what they're saying is he's been political. Now, when you look at what Jerome Powell did right before the election,
that's the evidence.
That's the evidence for what they're saying to be 100% true.
That he's got it in him.
Yes.
And what did he do?
So he lowered the rates right before the mortgage, or it's not the mortgage, but the federal interest rate, right before the election, 2 weeks before. And at that point, inflation was at whatever level it was. Well, inflation is actually lower now, and he still won't lower the rates. Now, the purpose of lowering is to combat inflation. Well, you're not really needing to do that right now. So Trump is saying, why are you basically holding off on what you know you need to do when you were willing to do it back when I wasn't the president right before the election? And that is there is a lot of truth in that claim.
You think you should have cut rates?
I don't know whether he should or not right now, but he's put himself in this situation. And Trump has a lot of reason. I would say Trump on behalf of America, because this isn't something that Americans are like, oh my gosh, the fight between Donald Trump and Jerome Powell is really bringing us down. Like, this is super deep stuff. But for Trump, this is about saving a lot of American tax dollars. And I will give him a lot of credit for that he is pressing hard so that when they have all this debt that's coming due pretty much right now, they have to refinance that debt. Well, they got to refinance it at a higher rate than they were expecting to, which in his estimation, now this is Trump's estimation, he says it's going to cost the country $900 billion per point because of the interest on the refinance. Per point that Jerome Powell doesn't bring the rates down. So he's acting in that way on behalf of America. So this fight, this, you're a moron, all that stuff, that's the way Trump does it.
It's the way Trump does it when the other stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, he likes to sweet talk you.
It's not the go-to.
No, it's not, there, yeah.
The first comment that President Trump has on what the Fed chair is doing, what rates should be, the first comment that he has on there is not, hey, moron. But he's not afraid to go there. And I don't hate it. Do you think people are mad about mean tweets anymore? Like, people are like, I could use some mean tweets and $2 gas right now. I don't think people care anymore.
No, I don't either. That used to be one of the things that the left influencers would bring up a lot and say, oh, look at this guy, he's unhinged. Now they're like, well, we already tried that, and it didn't work for 4 years.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Nobody cares. Everybody knows this is exactly what he does. Trump himself has said, I'll try to sweet talk people, and then I'll try to, you know, give them the belt every now and then or whatever.
How he talks, it doesn't matter anymore because they don't have anything left to persuade people. It doesn't matter what you think about Donald Trump anymore. He is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's there. So if you want to waste time arguing about, oh, you hurt people's feelings, go for it. It hasn't worked out. In fact, it's probably one of the things that contributed to his ability to win as big as he did the last time around. Here's another question for you. Alligator Alcatraz is something that was big in the news yesterday. And, you know, the president heard that the Senate bill had passed as he was doing a press conference there. And he was pretty excited about it. I don't know if he knows, like, every single detail that's in this new Senate bill. I don't know how he could know all the details. I think he would have to know the people who are involved and trust his advisors to give him the reaction, the thoughts that need to be given to say, yeah, this is a good bill. Or you should say things like, which he has said before from the Oval Office, there's a lot of good stuff in this bill. There's some stuff that's not so great, but that's what you got to do. He's very open and honest about it. He's not blowing smoke. You got people like Stephen Miller, your advisors, telling you what's going on, keeping you up to date on what is happening. And they're all at Alligator Alcatraz yesterday. And we talked a little bit about it, but we didn't dive deep into the issue of Alligator Alcatraz. Here is Stephen Miller talking about it.
To every Republican state. Now, of course, in a sane country, Democrats would do it too, but they love the illegals. They hate the Americans. But we want every governor of a red state, and if you're watching tonight, pick up the phone, call DHS, work with us to build facilities in your state so that we can get the illegals out, we can get the criminals out. And also, very importantly, Laura, we need Congress to pass the big, beautiful bill, which contains the funding that ICE desperately needs to carry out the mass deportation agenda.
Now, we reach out to other states, Stephen, and a lot of them are open to helping. Alaska told us that we don't have alligators, but we have lots of bears. However, they aren't aware of any plans for an Alaska version.
This is real life. We don't have alligators. It's like, what predator do we have at our leisure? We have, in southern Illinois, an immense amount of deer. I don't know what you do with them. But it appears as though in some areas they can be domesticated. Is there an insensitivity about the way the Trump administration is handling Alligator Alcatraz?
In a way, yes, but that's the point. The point is to get headlines on this so that if you are here illegally, you're like, I think that looks terrible. I mean, that's the point. Because, yes, it'll house some people, but it's also to make people who are here illegally afraid of being caught.
Do you have any... thoughts or reservations about people who are here illegally who aren't trafficking people, drugs, crime, came across, they are illegal, they're criminals in that regard. It's a civil crime.
Mm-hmm.
You think they should have to go to Alligator Alcatraz?
I wish I had a stronger opinion. This is such a huge problem for the country that the individual rights of non-citizens almost gets lost in it for me, because
I'm not asking about their right and what to do. I'm asking, as an American who's here, being in a place where we have a huge immigration community here, of all different kinds. It's not just people from Central America, Mexico, South America, whatever. There are a lot of people who have immigrated to this area. Is there any part of you that's like, when they keep talking about alligator Alcatraz, and when you hear President Trump say outside the White House, you know, they say you can't run straight away from the alligators. You got to go like this. And then he serpentines his hand and he goes, you know what that'll buy you? At least 1 second. Is there any part of you that makes you go, eh?
Not really. There just isn't. And I know that because I'm always coming at this as a macro problem rather than a micro problem.
Yeah.
It's so big.
But, and I'm pushing, I will say that there's a part of me that's like, I'm not really opposed at all to the process and the procedure. Unless their actual biggest intention is to deter. But they've already taken care of the deterrent. There are not people coming here.
That's true.
Illegal anymore. So now it's more about, are you just encouraging people to self-deport? Christy Noem has said that people are self-deporting. And she says that other countries are saying they're self-deporting. I'd like numbers, and I'd like it to be not vague from the person who gets the air quotes credit for whatever those numbers are. I would like some actual third-party statistics on it. There are going to be people who are removed from this country. It's going to be sad to watch them have to leave. Like, if you knew that person, there are people listening right now who know people in their life who are here illegally. And other than that, they're good people. Other than coming here illegal. And I would say, too, myself, if I was trying to listen to yesterday when we had Paul Perez on the show, who's with Border Patrol, talk about how the Mexican drug cartels run not the, just the border. They run Mexico. Mm-hmm. Just south of the border, the circumstances that those people are living in there are so depraved and upside down. You've got drug cartels running the whole show. We have no idea in this amazing country that we live in what that existence is like. So when I put myself in the shoes of somebody who has come here to get their family out of something else like that, I get it. I wish that we would be talking about alligator Alcatraz the way we are. I wish it was balanced with, what are we doing for the people who self-deport, who want to come back here? One of the things that was said yesterday at the press conference was President Trump talking about farmers who employ people who are here, not in citizen status, citizenship status, of course. There are a lot of ways you can get worker visas here. I wish the administration would be championing the right ways to be here, not to become a citizen necessarily, not to to stay here and never have to leave and become a citizen and be able to vote and all that stuff. I wish that they would be talking about the positive, because the way the president spoke yesterday about the people who help our country function on farms was a bright spot. It was a positive thing. He's like, we're going to help you. But I also think there are a lot of people, I think, that tend to be on the left, the most vocal of them, who are like, no American is going to do this job. And who's going to cut our lawns? Who's going to watch our children? Folks, that's the most racist ish I've ever heard. You can't be like, we need to import help that look like this, because who's going to do it? I don't know. You raise your kids. I think there's a missed opportunity in messaging, and maybe it's coming. We're not even 6 months in. You got to close down the border. Check. You got to deal with the people who are here working on the check. And then you got to figure out what's next. But I think we're getting to the point where we can talk about how people can be here legally, under legal status, and what that doesn't mean for what you're going to take from the country if you're not making for the country, if you're not paying taxes, and if, you know, all that stuff. Because you can be here. When Brad and I went to the southern border 2 years ago, they talked about all the people who come across the border to work. They do not want to live here. They do not want to be American citizens. They want the work here and they want to go home. Hooray. High fives all around. Let's talk more about that. Quick break when we come back. Things you need to do right now to have an amazing summer by Ryan Wiggins.
I didn't write this article, but man, do I endorse it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how to have a great rest of your summer. If you don't listen, you're going to have a bad summer, so you have to stay here.
You've convinced all of them. We'll be right back.
Wiggins!
right, I want to make sure you're having a great summer. So this is from harryanddavid.com.
Is that the strawberry place? Chocolate place?
No, flour? Harry and David, they make all kinds of cool tables and stuff.
You nuts?
Yeah. Food. Just fancy.
Two-legged tables.
Yeah, fancy
stuff. Is this a list of all the fun things you can buy from them?
No, it has nothing to do with them.
No.
They're just trying to help. And they know how to make things primo. So they're the source here.
Are you being paid for this?
Absolutely not.
We need to declare.
Not yeah. at all.
Would you take money?
Yes. Or credit. I don't care.
He's like, I take
what
money
about
and happily declare.
Nuts.
I would take a mixed nut bag for this. That's fine.
Can we get You're so soft this week. You can't commit to it this week. Like, you know, what's the matter with you?
I don't know.
You need some sugar.
You're right.
That's what you need.
Yeah, you know what I need is a bunch of like chocolate boxes. And I need to
No, stop it.
I'm fasting from sugar. That's why Andy
yeah.
said that.
But he just laughs at jokes now. He doesn't keep telling.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, I'm all over. All right. So the first one is take short vacations this summer.
Agree.
Less is more. A key credo this summer from psychotherapist Jonathan Alpert. See, this is all cited and everything. Despite the title of his book, Be Fearless,
Nut
Change Your
Expert.
Life in 28 Days. it's great to take short vacations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously I went to Hawaii for 10 days and had been planning that for a long time. But if you go for a long weekend or even like, I don't know, how long's a long weekend in your mind?
4 days.
4 days, right? A Thursday and a Friday or a Friday and a Monday. Friday and a Monday kind of breaks up 2 weeks, which is nice. Those trips are great.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a lot in that amount of time, even if it's just relaxing. Highly recommend.
Me too. Short weekends, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really done a lot of them, but the ones that I did, I've always had a really good time doing.
They are fantastic. I love taking short vacations with my kids one at a time so we can make some memories with each one of them individually.
Yeah, I took a page out of the Ryan Wiggins book on that.
Yeah, well, you need to take more parenting advice from me.
But what do you got?
I never say it, though. I just do it.
You just said it.
And I just want people to do as I do, not as I say. Just love your kids like there's no tomorrow, you know?
Are you questioning?
No.
My love for my children?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm just telling you what I do. And if you want to take a page out of the Ryan Wiggins parenting book, that's up to you.
Yeah, I've never really considered loving them like that before.
Just like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah. Sun will come out.
Number two.
Tomorrow.
Get back to nature.
Get back?
Get back to nature.
Yeah, I don't know.
One way to replace overstimulation is through immersion in the natural world. The hard part is it is really hot, but it's still a good.
What if you're looking at nature from the AC?
If you're standing next to AC outside, it's going to be real hot because that's where the hot air comes out. Number three. Grounding. This involves getting down and dirty with Mother Earth.
Gosh, no.
You lie down, you take your shoes off, you put your feet on the ground with your arms and legs out.
As opposed to a fetal position.
No.
That's for some people. It isn't for me.
Touch grass.
Yeah.
That's basically what that's saying.
Proverbially.
How about journaling?
Also,
making diary entries in a diary outdoors.
in
a diary outdoors.
Is it great?
Are my toes still stuck in the ground?
Yes, they are. You've been planted.
Ten
firmly.
Toes.
All 10 toes in the mud, and then you write about it.
Dear diary.
These are for adults, too. I found a bunch of like really good stuff for kids to do, but I'm like, no, I want stuff for us to do. Number six, coloring, drawing, and painting.
This is basically Hunter's house arrest.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Is this by Schmunter Biden?
Harry and he's writing for Harry and David now.
Probably.
Schmunter Biden. What about meditation?
Prayer.
Prayer. Listen to the audio of a meditation or music you like when you're out in nature. There's a lot about outdoors here.
This is a hippie thing.
It is. Very hippie. Listen to this one.
I like electricity and comfort indoors.
Cook and eat plant-based foods.
You didn't read this far into the article, did you? You didn't read it.
I certainly
you didn't read
did.
That. You did not read that point before you brought that article on this show.
I didn't think we'd get this far.
So you didn't read
but
it.
But I did read
so
it.
So you didn't read it, did you?
I absolutely read
did
it.
Did you know that point was included in there?
Yes.
And you still brought it to
I
the show?
I still brought it in because I thought it was kind of funny and stupid.
Congrats. It's Ryan Wiggins, everybody. Ryan Wiggins. Mike Davis, founder and president of the Article 3 Project. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.